Praise God. Well, we had a little bit of a break. We'd done church prayer the last couple weeks, and then I was out of town, I think, the week before that. So it's been a little bit. We're in the middle of a series called Seven Steps to the Highest Kind of Faith, and we're on the seventh one called Know the Authority in the Name of Jesus. Step number seven is know the authority in the name of Jesus. So these things we've been talking about, you know, these aren't the seven steps. These are seven steps. So, you know, they are things that will help us to walk in the highest kind of faith. They will help our faith. If we have these things working in our lives, if we believe these things, if we act on these things and count them as real, and you'll see if you go back through the list, these things are knowing the reality of something, believing the reality of something, acting on it. It's not enough that you just know something with your head and you assent to it. You know, there's a lot of people that do that. That's not faith. Just saying, well, yeah, I agree that intellectually that's truth. That's not the same as believing. So you could believe or you could say, well, yeah, I agree in the structural integrity of this chair, and, you know, if you told me it was made out of such and such of a material, and, you know, how much pressure per square inch it can handle, and I could look at that chair and say, yeah, I agree with that, I believe that fabric, such and such, and, you know, the structure of that chair is designed in such a way. I could assent to all that, I could agree mentally, but the test is, will I sit on it? If I don't sit on it, I don't care what I think I say or what I tell you I believe or what I think I believe. I can tell myself that all day long, but if I won't put my weight on it, I don't really believe it. And so all these things that we've been talking about, a lot of people get confused because they say, well, I've heard that, or I know that. Why isn't it working? Well, then you just answered your own question there in one sense. You said, well, why isn't it working? See, when you ask that, you're not convinced that it's true regardless of what you see. That'd be like asking, well, you know, where's Jesus? I don't see him. Well, do you believe he exists or not? Well, I just don't know where my healing is. It is not working. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Well, you can't look to a man. You can get counsel from a man, but it should go right back to the Word and put your focus back onto the Word. And so if the Word says something, true faith is going to believe it, whether you see it or not. And so all these things are going to, when we talk about these different steps, they are, you can think of like a wall that has gaps in it or little holes. This is like, hey, there are places that if you strengthen these areas and make sure that you actually believe what we're talking about. And if you, you know, there's a lot of parts. We just have kind of gone from, you know, the way we do on Wednesday nights, we just teach, and when we get done, usually at around 8, we're done. And then we go to the next time, because it's, like we were talking about in the announcements, it's a different purpose. So we'll just go, and we'll focus where we need to focus, and we're not in a hurry. You know, so if we need to take something, and it seems like it's, you know, it's a kind of, we're preaching on something, but it got, the Holy Spirit's focusing on something, a certain area that's kind of right next to or in one of the scriptures, then we'll take time to do it. So if you go back and look, you know, there's 20-something odd messages. But there's seven parts, but, you know, we just spend time on as long as we need. And we're not in a hurry because we're not going to do it. No use going to the next step if you haven't gotten this one down. Why? Where are we going? What are we trying to get to next year? I don't have an agenda of what I want to get done as far as we got to get through this and we got to get through that. If we don't get the current one, there's no use going on. So you'll see we've taken our time, but if you do go back and listen to them, you'll see that you're being challenged to look and see if you actually believe and act on these different things. And when you put them in your life and you realize you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, I believe that. But then when you actually put pressure on it and put weight on it and take it as a truth, not just a doctrine or a creed. Doctrine's a good word. It's teaching. But people can just get where I believe that, and they use it in the sense that I don't really act on it. It's that, well, I adhere to it. That's what my church believes. Well, it doesn't matter. What does the Word say, and what do you believe is what it really comes down to. And it doesn't matter what you're doing here. Doesn't matter if you nod your head. Doesn't matter if you say amen real loud. Doesn't matter if you jump around and run around the room or anything. It matters when things, the pressures of life actually come to you. What do you act like is true then? Well, if your feeling tells you, well, I just, you know, I get mad and I throw a fit and I just don't know why it's not working, then you have an answer. That's not the same as believing. That's not to put condemnation on anybody. But we shouldn't fool ourselves either. And we don't do any of this by our strength. We do it by the grace of God. But on the other hand, if you don't act on the word, nobody can act on it for you. And God can't make you act on it. So you thinking, well, it's just Jesus. Jesus, help me, help me. Jesus, God already has, he sent Jesus to die for us and provide all these things for us. And so we have to believe them, which is what we're talking about. Faith is crucial. You can't get, now, if Jesus hadn't provided it, forget it. You can try to believe all you want, but what do you believe in? If he didn't actually provide it, and you're going to believe that he provided it, but he didn't actually provide it, you're up a creek. Because you're going to believe something that actually isn't there. On the other hand, if he did provide it, now you have to believe it. Because if you don't believe it, God himself cannot help you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
If you don't, there's a problem. Because you're going to sit there and you're going to wait. You think you're waiting on God. You're not waiting on God. And that's not trying to condemn anybody either, because people say, well, I just can't do it. No, that's not true. That's what you believe, is that I can't do it. You have to believe what the word says and say, no, if you provided it, it's mine. I believe you and take you at your word. And when you do that and actually put pressure on the word, I mean, I'm not saying you're putting pressure on the word. Literally, you're saying, it can hold me up. You know, it's worthy. It's strong enough. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. It's okay. You'll see it change. But circumstances will try to push you off. So we've talked about these different things. I haven't talked about it for a little while, so it's worth taking a few minutes just to get everybody on the same page. So we're talking about now knowing the authority in the name of Jesus. The authority you have in the name of Jesus is just as though some wealthy man gave you the power to use his name in an unlimited capacity. Think of that. Somebody that you knew that just had all the wealth that you could think of, he gave you the authority to use his name, to use his authority. See, sometimes we use, well, let's read a little bit of scripture here, and then we'll go on. Turn to John 14. John 14. John 14, verse 13. Everybody there? It says, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now look just a little bit further down in John 15, verse 16. Everybody there? It says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." Aren't you glad? "And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you in my name." And then go to 16, John 16, verse 23. John 16, verse 23. It says, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." Now hold your finger in John and go over to Mark. Mark 16, verse 15. Glory to God. Mark 16, verse 15. It says, "And he said to them," Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name." Now notice, this is a list. It says, "In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues." Now notice, "in my name" precedes all this. "In my name they will cast out demons." You could say, "In my name they will speak with new tongues. In my name they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. In my name they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Now we see "in my name." You guys still have John? Just go back over to John, look at verse 16, verse 23. It says, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name." In my name. So what does "in my name" mean? So people have, that becomes almost a religious thing that people tack on to the end of a prayer. You know, if you may have grown up as a child, I mean, maybe you didn't, but somewhere maybe you came to know we pray in the name of Jesus. Well, we just saw that. It says to ask in his name. But what does that mean? It's not like, see, if you just think it's, well, we end the prayer in the name of Jesus, amen. What does that mean? That's not a tagline to a prayer. That's not something that, you know, like I'm a computer engineer. I have a computer engineering degree and, you know, write software. And so in computer languages, you know, you don't just talk to the computer in any old jargon and then it understands what you're saying. You have to do it in a certain way. There's syntax. So, you know, in some of the programming language, like you'll start a certain section of software code and you'll have like a character that maybe indicates the computer, "I'm starting something." And then you get done and with that function or set of code, and there's something like a curly brace or something that says, "I'm done with that." And now the computer knows, the compiler that you use to create the software knows, oh, that's the closing part. And if you don't put that there, guess what? Computer's going to throw up at you. It's going to say, "I don't understand what you said." Because basically you started something and then I'm expecting an end, but then I just saw another start, and so I don't get that. You got to tell me what's wrong. It's not smart enough to say, "Oh, I see you left that out." It doesn't know that. Well, the name of Jesus is not like the ending curly brace that, like, if you leave it off, God doesn't understand your prayer or something. It's not like that. It's not a legalistic thing. Well, I'll just tack it on. Well, you didn't say "in the name of Jesus." Okay, in the name of Jesus. If you pray like that, you're missing the point. Because it's not, again, you're not doing it for God's benefit. What does "in the name of Jesus" mean? Let me give you an illustration. We just read this part. I'll read this part again, and then I'll go into something a little longer. But it says that the authority that you have in the name of Jesus is just as though some wealthy man gave you the power to use his name in an unlimited capacity. What effect would it have if he gave you a legal document? What does "in somebody's name" mean? I just want you to think about it. He said, what if he said to use this legal document in order to supply every one of your needs? What if you could do anything you wanted to do in that man's name? God has given us the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus. This means we have power in that name over said satanic forces. Like we just read, "In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." John 15, 16, it said, you ask of my Father in my name, and he will give it to you. "In my name" means everything that's wrapped up in that name. It's in the authority, it's in the power, it's in the character of that person. And so it's a legal thing. It's not a natural thing. And I'll say this, it's not even a faith thing per se. You have to believe that the name of Jesus works, but it's a legal thing. But you have to believe, it enough to use it and to use it in faith. In other words, you don't throw it around like a tagline. But then if you understand what it is, legally, when you're using the name of Jesus, as God has promised in His Word that it could be used, whatever thing you're using it to accomplish has to happen. It's not a matter of you believing it up, like, well, I'm going to believe the name of Jesus real hard, and then it has to work. It doesn't work that way. And if you get this, if you let your heart receive this, you'll see maybe sometimes you've been trying to believe real hard and try to get the name of Jesus to work. That's not what the Bible teaches. It says we have the name of Jesus, and you use it, and it has to work. Now we'll talk, I know you guys are looking at me a little, just let it sit, and we're going to read, maybe this will help. I'm going to read you an account. A full gospel minister, you guys listening? Let me say this before we go into that part. We have authority to use the name. The name of Jesus carries authority on this earth. It is not a matter of faith, but it is a matter of knowing your legal rights in Christ. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more. It's not a matter of faith. The faith comes from knowing your legal rights. You say, that's the same thing. No, it's not. We'll talk about it. But it is a matter of knowing your legal rights in Christ and taking your rightful place as a son or daughter. It is a matter of taking your place in carrying out God's will in the earth. Getting us to cooperate with God is the biggest problem. So, let me say this, and then I'll give you an illustration, and then we'll talk about it some more. So it is not that you say, well, what's the difference about having faith in the name versus exercising the name or trying to believe real hard? You have to believe that God's word is true and whatever it says is the truth. And so if it tells you you have the right to use the name, you have to believe that it's legally yours as a son or daughter of God. And if you believe that you're a son or daughter of God, and the Word says that legally a son or daughter of God has the right to use the name, and at the name of Jesus, these things must happen, that you have legal access, whatever it purchased, whatever Jesus purchased, that we have access to use that. If you believe that, then you just act on the fact that the name is what does the work. So you need to have faith that God's word will do what it says it will do. It's not the same as believing real hard that somehow the name of Jesus will work. Do you follow me? In other words, I don't have a hammer. Let's say this were a hammer. Okay? If I were using this hammer, and let's say I had a nail here, and I swing that hammer and bring it down on that nail. I used to do this as I'm thinking about it. You know, my dad's built a business building custom homes in Nebraska. Now my brother runs it for the most part. But one of my jobs that I had when I was in high school, and I did it some in college, But we would reinforce the floor. So the framers would go through and you know, they would frame the floors that's fine. But what my dad found over time was that if you take these nails that are screw shank, which means the shank of the nail is twisted, they're not screws at this point. I'll get to this other thing. They're not screws, but they're twisted. So what I would do is go back, and if you have these 4x8 sheets of plywood, or the well, I guess I don't know if they were plywood, the flooring. And so I would go, you have your joists every 16 inches, and then every 4 foot was one of these sheets. I would go down, and I would, at the edge of this sheet of plywood, I would put a nail here on the one sheet, a nail here, then I would go down the middle, put a nail, and put another nail. So every joist, I would have 4 nails. Then I would, even in the corner, I'd have 4 nails. Then the other one would butt up against it, and I'd have 4 nails. And so I went through that whole house, and I would beat these nails in and countersink them. And my dad had very little squeaky floors, because by the time you had the framers go through and then you had all this done, those things just didn't work themselves out. And so you don't have to go back. It saves you money. And he's paying me, you know, decent wage for a high school kid, but it's not costing him that much. I'm his son, but, you know, that's a lot cheaper than sending somebody out there later, right? I will tell you, the thought never crossed my mind. As I was doing that, I had knee pads, and I'm on my knees going through the whole house. It takes a while, so, you know, I'm up there, and I have a framer's hammer, which, you can get a little hammer. You can get these different hammers, but if you got a little 16-ounce hammer, you swing that thing, it's not going to do as much damage as, like, I had a 22-ounce framing hammer, and they got 28-ounce. That's pretty heavy. But I had 22 ounces, about that big. It's got a weightier head on it. It's a solid, you know, I don't know what it was made of. It was metal-ish, but maybe it was aluminum or something. All solid forged. I'm going around that house on my knees, nailing these nails, you know, hitting these nails all day. The thought never crossed my mind that if I hit that nail down with the right amount of force, that nail was going to go into the board. It never crossed my mind. I knew for a fact that the hammer, and see, you don't try real hard with you're not trying to make the hammer. If you sit there and just try to push the hammer in, it's not going to do anything. You know what you do? You just take the hammer back. I was going to use this, but I think you got a good enough visual. You swing that hammer back, and that thing's got a big old head on it, and you swing it down. See, if you try to muscle it through, you'll wear out. All you need to do is get that thing swinging, and that momentum is just going to hit that metal, and it's going to carry through and do the work and knock that nail in. You know, and I got to where I could go boom, boom, and put it in one shot. Why? Because it's not because, you know, I'm so great. You just set it, and then you go back and let that hammer go. But you see people that don't know that, they'll sit there going ding, 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 and they're raising the hammer like 4 inches. You're doing all the work, and you're getting nowhere. And you know what else they'll do? They'll hold it real close to the top, so they're like, ding, ding, they're trying not to miss. It'd take you all day. I mean, one nail take you minutes. And I had these boxes of nails. So if I got in a roll, you know, you put it in there, set, boom. Well, how you do that? You wind it back and let the hammer do the work. It did not cross my mind that, well, the hammer's going to fail or it's not going to do its job. It's the same way with the name of Jesus. You don't have to sit. See, people are going, name of Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus, name of Jesus. And they're just trying to make it happen. And it's not going to work. The name of Jesus is not the problem. You use the name of Jesus the way it's supposed to be used, the problem will go. It's not a matter of you have to believe real hard. You don't have to. I don't have to have any faith in the hammer. You know where my faith comes in? I have to use the hammer. If I said, I just don't believe that hammer can knock that nail in. Let me see. Let me give it a try. Ding, 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 ding. Well, it didn't work. The hammer doesn't work. Give me a different hammer. Throw it out. Give me another one. Let me. Nope, nope, nope. I could go through 20 hammers. Is it the hammer's problem?
No.
Nope. It's my understanding of the fact that I don't know what to do with that thing. And you have people all over the earth that think they're using the name of Jesus. Well, I used it. Name of Jesus. Nothing happened. You guys are a bunch of flakes. Seriously. I tried that. I tried it. I tried the name of Jesus. It didn't work. Okay, you say that. You do not understand the name of Jesus. Because that's impossible. That's like saying, I wound up that hammer, hit it full force in that nail, and the nail didn't move. No, you have a problem. There's something wrong with your statement. Because the hammer will do what the hammer does when the hammer comes in contact with the nail. The name of Jesus will do what the name of Jesus does when it comes in contact with anything in its way, when it's wielded. And the problem is, people will back off it. They'll use it and use it timidly and go, they're waiting for it to fail. And you say, well, it didn't work. You don't get it by trying. It's not you believing real hard that gets it done. You have to say, this is what the Word says, not what Jim Preston said, not what anybody else said, not Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin would say himself. He said, you find out what the Word of God says, and then you go tell people, this is what the Word says. Don't say, this is what Kenneth E. Hagin says. It's not him. It's not me. There's a difference between using somebody's illustrations to illustrate a point and saying they said this so it has to work. Those are two totally different things. You can learn from somebody's what they did that isn't in line with the Word. That's different than saying somebody, such and such person said it so it has to work. That's putting faith in a man, and that's why so many people, they don't get it. They don't get results because they don't really believe. That's a mental assent. You're saying, oh yeah, I believe that'll work. But then that's like going, well, I'm just going to try it out. Just tap, tap, and see if it works. It doesn't work that way. Let me give you an illustration here. A full gospel minister, this is Brother Hagin writing this. A full gospel minister told me about his brother who went out as a missionary to Africa. Now listen carefully. He told me about his brother who went out as a missionary to Africa for the Assemblies of God back in the Depression days. He went by boat. This missionary brother had a piece of property his wife had inherited, which a certain company wanted to buy to use as a plant site. The company bought it before the brother went to Africa, though they hadn't completed the transaction. A few days before this missionary sailed, he went to his brother's house and asked him to sign legal papers for him in the missionary's stead since he would be gone to Africa. The missionary brother had it arranged so that his brother, this full gospel minister, so just follow this, I know this can be a little confusing. This full gospel minister had a brother that's a missionary, and the missionary is going away. And he asked this full gospel minister that's going to stay, will you sign these papers for me? Okay? So the missionary brother had it arranged so that his brother, this full gospel minister, would have the power of attorney to complete the transaction. The missionary told his brother to take part of the money from the sale of the property and build a house for their parents. But the brother said, I can't do that. The missionary brother assured him that he could sign the papers and it would be legal. You know, so the guy that's staying is the missionary brother is saying, okay, I want you to sign such and such a papers and then take the money and do such and such. And the brother that's staying is saying, I can't do that. That's not going to work. The minister said his missionary brother went on to Africa and the day came for the lawyers to come to finish the legal transaction on the sale of the property. He still didn't believe the power of attorney would work. But he went ahead and signed his brother's name, and the lawyers gave him the check for the property. The minister then deposited the check in his brother's account and went home and told his wife he still didn't think it would work. He said that he was on pins and needles for several days just wondering what would happen, but the transaction went through, and the minister was able to build the house for their parents as they had planned. This minister explained that it wasn't his faith that made everything work out right because he wasn't even sure it would work. It worked because it was legally right. See, he used the power of attorney and it had to work because it was legally right. Now you say, well, I tried that and it didn't just work. So where was the problem? I'll tell you what the problem was. You used the name of Jesus, and stuff didn't go just the way you thought, and so you said, I don't know why it didn't work. Or you backed off, and you said, well, I guess it didn't work, or I guess I'm still sick, or I guess the money's not going to come. And you know what you did at that point? you took it back. You follow me? You gave the command. It'd be like this guy. See, he didn't do anything. And this is like a natural thing. He signed the papers. But if he would have gone and say, oh, no, I didn't mean it, forget the transaction and tear it up, guess what? It wouldn't happen. That's what people do. They don't actually believe it, that it will work, and so they take it back out. They use it and say, in the name of Jesus, but they're waiting to see something. And if they don't see it, they say it doesn't work. Well, that means your faith is not in that the name of Jesus will do what it's supposed to do. It's not your faith that's making it work. It's that it'd be like letting the hammer lie there and trying it and say, I don't know why this isn't working, and then backing off and putting the hammer down and say, well, I guess it just won't do the job. The hammer's not going to do anything laying on the floor. Do you guys follow? Yeah. If you understand that it's a legality, that Jesus bought and paid for it, then when you give the command, see, if you're already wondering if it's going to work, you were never probably at the point where you were convinced that the name of Jesus would do what it says it will do, and you're kind of testing it out. And if people are testing it out, they're already kind of waffling. They're waiting to see. And if it works, that means the name of Jesus works. If it doesn't, it means something's wrong. What you need to believe is that the Word of God means what it says it means, that the name of Jesus is yours. That's what you have to believe. You don't have to get the name of Jesus to work. You need to know that it's yours. And then when you wield it and say in the name of Jesus, you're convinced that what I have to be convinced of is that this is mine. But if I give that command and don't rescind it, there's no way that it's not happening. There's no way. So you're not looking for it to work or not work. You're not sitting there going checking it out. You're saying, I gave the command, it's got to happen. So I'm walking away and I'm fine. You guys follow? It's not about, like one of my instructors said, what we do, it's like we have this stamp of authority, but what we do, like on a piece of paper, have you ever done a contract? You know, I just had one recently. What was it? It was when we had I got an invoice in the mail when we paid for the sound system, and it had on there paid in full or something, you know. What people do is they go and they say in the name of Jesus and they stamp the paper. And then they stamp it again. And they just, no, and they stamp it again. And they're like, stamp, 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 stamp. And they're trying to make it, they think, well, I didn't work, so I'll do it again. That's not what it says. It says you, boom, okay, it's done. I gave it, this has got to, it's not that it has to work. It's just the law of the universe. It's a legality. It's legal. The devil has no choice. But what he will try to do is get you to take it back. If he can get you to take it back, do you know what happens when you try to do it again? Do you know what you've said? One of the two times you didn't do it really believing it. Because you're thinking the first one didn't work, so you're going to do it again. Well, if that didn't work, then I'm going to do it again. Guess what? You don't really believe it's going to work. You're trying to, again, you're just going, ding, 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 it's not working. Ding, 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 it's not working. You just need to wind up and go, boom, okay, that's it. I'm walking away, it's done. Oh, no, it doesn't look like it's done. Oh, no, it's done. You watch. Satan knows it's done. I know it's done. It'll show up. Because Jesus' name just doesn't fail. It just doesn't. If the name of Jesus fails, much bigger problems than whatever you're looking to try to solve here. I mean, it's the throne of the universe, the highest name in the universe. It works. The devils know it works. Do you know it works? Do you believe that you have the chance to wield it? Because if you wield it, there's no chance it's not working. What they try to do is convince you to take it back, to not use it in the first place, to just wonder about it. That's what they're going to do. Because they can't do anything about the name itself. They can't. They can't work on that part. They know if the hammer comes down, that's it. But if they can get you to just say, maybe not, then okay. And that's exactly where they work on. That's what they work on. So that's what we're addressing tonight, is that we're working on, we're building faith in actually using it. We know, if we know what the word says, if we say that it says, in my name, you will have. And we went over the scriptures. In my name, you will lay hands on the sick, and they will, shall recover. In my name, in my authority, in my power, in the power that I've vested, in all that Jesus is, in his power, his authority, his name, which he gave to us to use, if I lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Amen.